Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time to go prop shopping.
So Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, Aaron Hawksworth here. By the way, check us out on the Odyssey app. Just search the BetQL Network, and we are there weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time. And you can find us on Twitch if you want to watch the video. TV/BetQL, follow there, and then you'll be alerted when all the shows are live. Twitch.tv/BetQL. So many things I need to promote. And like, wait, am I on the score right now? Am I on the BetQL network? It can be confusing sometimes. Joe G, I sure. Have you said this is BetQL Daily coming back on WIP yet? Yeah.
That's it's a call-in station, right? But that phone number we always say. That's always, I'm like, wait, don't say the phone number. No one's calling this.
Because that's usually, how you come back with promoting right. that. All right, let's promote these player props for this weekend. As we just mentioned with Josh, we have so many high totals. Three in the mid-50s. One of 52, 50 and a half. San Francisco, Philly, and over that you're on. That's calmed down a little bit. Now, that's below 50. Over at FanDuel Sportsbook. And the reason I bring that up is naturally these high scoring games, if you're betting overs on player props, those are going to be the games and players you gravitate to.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that I'm looking at the Eagles and you gave me the 49ers right now. There's a lot there that are pretty interesting. Deebo Samuel over under 60. I like that. Devontae Smith at 71 yards in his first game as a pro. His total for game two, you can find it at 44.5. Against that group of corners, and I don't think Devontae Smith's going to put up 70, 80 yards every week. I mean, I think he's a rookie wide receiver and he weighs 160 pounds. But against those corners, 44.5, I'll be surprised if Devontae Smith doesn't grab, four or five catches for 50-something yards. That feels like not a high bar to clear.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that specific one. I was speaking with someone yesterday, very high on Devontae Smith, very high on these rookie wide receivers in general. 3.5 receptions. 43.5 yards. Do we just keep smashing it until they adjust properly?
I think we have to. Yeah. I think he's going to be the third down guy or the over the middle guy. He's going to be the volume catch guy. I don't know if he's going to have a bunch of over the top. He had the touchdown over the top on Sunday, but there's obviously a rapport there, right? Hurts and him played together in college. So they have that instant chemistry dating back years. Yeah. I think that's almost too easy not to take that one.
Let me ask you about another rookie wide receiver before the books adjust. And I'm not sure how to handle this one. And I'm considering the Miami Dolphins. Now, we have Will Fuller coming back. What's his role going to be? It kind of feels like he's a secret weapon going against that game with the Buffalo Bills. But the sixth overall pick, Jalen Waddle, they made it the same number. They're just trying to figure out the roles and the amount of snaps and the targets that these players are going to get. Waddle also at 43.5 against Buffalo.
Yeah, see, the Waddle one, they're so different, the two players. Right? Like Smith's going to be more of a volume catch guy. Waddle's the big play guy. Here's my fear about going under on Jalen Waddle totals this year. All he needs is one touch.
Yeah.
But like Jalen Waddle could break a big play on a screen. He could go down the field if Tua can actually get him the football. Like you can have, he could get 45 yards on one play. I either stay away from his totals or I just go over blind because isn't that his skill set? Isn't that what he does?
Let's keep the theme going. One more rookie wide receiver looks like a plus matchup for the Bengals wide receiver, Jamar Chase. All offseason, he's getting torched. He can't catch the football, terrible practices. Oh, it's so different. The ball's bigger, stripes, all that stuff, all that narrative crap. And he goes out there. He has a terrific first game, gets into the end zone. His number against this weak Bears secondary, and I don't know that the entire public understands how weak the secondary is going to be. It's not going to be good. The Bears might be an over team. The Jamar Chase number is higher. It's at 56.5. What do you think?
That worries me a little bit.
It's I hesitate on that one. For a rookie, only one game under his belt. The Vikings, in that first game, let's remember that more than half of their starters on defense are brand new or they didn't play in 2020.
Sure. Yeah, and a lot of his yards last week were on the one big throw. It was a 52-yard touchdown pass. You take that away, and his number's probably right around this number. So, I mean, I don't love the Bears secondary, and I saw it last week where they gave up chunk plays. So that could burn you if you don't take it or if you take the under. But I probably stay away there. Joe, let me throw – I got a couple of receivers to throw at you. And I mentioned this one yesterday a little bit. Laviska Shenault, you can find it at 45.5. He is the target for Trevor Lawrence. I know DJ Chark is there, and – and he's had success in the NFL before, but this goes back to summer. It goes to preseason. Like when Trevor Lawrence plays, he targets Laviska Shenault. Last week, cut 7 of 9 targets for 50 yards. You could find this at 45.5. I feel like there's a trend developing here. He's the guy. 9 targets week one. I could see another game like that.
Big difference between going against the Texans secondary and the Broncos secondary, even though Darby is down, so they're forced to start rookie. Sertan's going to have a long, very good career in the National Football League. I understand why that's an angle, but not something I would play in a tougher matchup like we have this weekend. How about the highest total on the board? Cowboys, Chargers. Let's hit on a few of these. Anything stand out? I mean, okay. Joe, I look at the quarterbacks. 300 for Herbert, 306 for Dak. I'm like, they're going to fly over, right?
So I think there is a little discrepancy here when you look at the total for the game, passing yards total. But one thing is not where I think it should be. Both of their touchdown pass totals are 1.5. Now, I understand the running backs could steal it, right? Like, you have touchdown vultures, right? They throw it inside the 5, they get tackled, Zeke or Eckler run it in, and you're losing out on a prop here. But don't you take the over? If we're thinking this game flies into the 30s, how are these quarterbacks not getting 2 touchdowns? All right, I don't know. All right, would I say with conviction both quarterbacks get 2-plus touchdowns? Probably not. But do you think there's
a
chance?
I would.
Okay, but do you think there's no chance that neither of them get there? Right, like one of these is going to go over, if not both of them. And you say with conviction, both will go over 1.5. I feel like this number should be 2.5 for these guys, considering the kind of game we're expecting. I'd bet both two over 1.5.
This is the kind of game when you look at props like to score 2-plus touchdowns. The favorite there is Eckler at +550. Zeke is +600. Keenan Allen is +750. CeeDee Lamb's 10-1 to score 2 touchdowns.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for
real. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that. And I didn't think he played very well in week one, and yet he had some numbers. I think he had 15 targets.
Yep.
I thought there were two or three balls he should have gotten to. It was weird. The way they were talking about in the broadcast, I'm not sure if he was still feeling some effects from COVID, because he was on the – I'm not sure if he had COVID or he was on the list, but they kind of talked about it as he was gone for a little while. I'm not sure if he was all there physically in week one. If we imagine, 10 days later, he feels better. I just think there's a lot more to CeeDee Lamb than we saw in week one. And he had a pretty big game anyway. So, yeah, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, the touchdown number, those have got to be juiced. I don't see it posted right now on FanDuel Sportsbook, but that's certainly worth taking a look at. How about another high total? 54, Tennessee and Seattle. Boy. These quarterbacks, numbers not as high. Tannehill, after a rough week one, the passing yards is at 260 and a hook, and Russ, it's at 276 and a half. Now, it's with him, I always look more at the touchdowns, which is also set at 1.5 with Russ.
That's another over. Wow. He had four last week, and relatively easy. I think like 23 attempts. He had four touchdowns last week. Yeah, I like the Russell Wilson over for the prop here. I also like Tannehill's rushing yards prop. We hit Daniel Jones last night. I mean, that was easy money, Daniel Jones. 15.5, you could find the Ryan Tannehill rushing prop at.
Yeah, that's good. Nothing. That's good.
What about Kyler Murray? Another guy coming off a big week. Four touchdowns, I think he had last week, 280.
Yeah.
So his passing yards is 274.5. That is pretty high, but the touchdowns, 1.5 again. Seems like over, right?
Those are passing. So what I would probably look at is what is he to score a touchdown, meaning a rushing touchdown too? Because I couldn't you see? Yeah, 1.5. Probably he gets to 2. He could go 2-2, right? 2 rushing, 2 passing. Right. Wouldn't surprise me. You have to think that Vikings defense is going to give a better effort, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tougher matchup, but you would think they've got to improve some. Yeah, and that's a game. In that game, I like Hopkins to go over.
But before, it's the Patrick Peterson revenge, right? Is that what we're calling
it? Of course. And that Hopkins number is still at 86.5. You want to talk about a plus matchup? Hopkins right there. I like that. Justin Jefferson, 70.5. What? What?
Thielen was the one last week that got the big plays. Thielen 66. Flew over his total.
66.5.
Yeah. I mean, they don't really – without their tight end, because they lost Irv Smith for the season. Without their tight end – I know there was a third receiver last week that had like 7 catches, but he's not a big play guy. Without their tight end, Kirk's only looking at 2 guys. He's looking at Jefferson. He's looking at Thielen. They probably both go over here. Let me throw a couple more at you that I liked. DeAndre Swift. I mentioned it yesterday. DeAndre Swift had 8 catches last week. Jared Goff's going to dump it off. Hockenson – and the two backs are how he's going to throw the football this year. He's going to dump it off, and I think you probably could get that before the books react to where that is. And then Matt Ryan, I mentioned already, I think the Falcons will go over their total of 20 points. Matt Ryan's also at 1.5 touchdowns. And he's not going to run any in, right? You don't have to worry about that. Matt Ryan, if they score, he's probably throwing touchdowns. I would go with Ryan and a little bounce back, even if it's a late one, to get over and they cover late or whatever. I'd go over 1.5 with Matt Ryan.
Yeah, as long as you mention that Monday night game, and we'll talk about it some on Monday when we go over the player props, Davante Adams should smash. Should absolutely smash. It might be a point where I don't even care what the number is. I don't care what the number is. And they're going to come out and they're just going to want to crush it. Man,
yep.
Green Bay is an option ATS. It should be. I don't know how the lines are going to hang.
The Fighting Campbells for 60 minutes. You're getting that.
You're going to bet your money on the Fighting Campbells? I am not doing that. Not interested. Gronk is in another smash spot, and his receiving yards is in the 40s. So that could be a look. Good matchup for
him. That's pretty good.
Yep. This is a BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth. We've got another hour to go. Five more games to hit on, sides, totals, props, all that good stuff. And then we're going to have a roundtable about the big contest picks and survivor plays in the Circus Sports Million and the Circus Sports Survivor. We're going to win $1 million on this show, so keep it locked. This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.